You fired Brunello earlier.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ragtube portion. And we do have a few Echolink stations. We'll let them go first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V John here in Manatee County, Florida, city of Bradenton. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Dave, WN4V.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, about 40 miles east of Grand Rapids, Michigan, be negative and negative, just listening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WN4V, that's John. He is in Manatee County, in Bradenton, in Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KW4TS, that's Jim. He's 40 miles east of Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's a long way away, Jim. Be careful way up there. Hope you don't get stuck in any snow or anything up there. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the RF section with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
W. The same, you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW, please check in out of turn, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK, Shane. No traffic.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's in Tuxedo. Sounding good from Tuxedo tonight, James. Appreciate you being here. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, Sid. We appreciate you being here. And everyone, just so that you know, Sid calls the net on Sunday for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. We're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. They are the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. And that's on 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with him every Sunday at 8 p.m. He has a really good net. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And Sid, appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4ZLK, that's Shane. And Shane, I'm not sure where you are because you did drop out of the repeater a little bit there. So you must be getting pretty far along on your route. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You be careful on the mobile. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LCI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4DJW. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everyone out there has a good night. 73.
Okay, neck control, I'd like to recognize KI4LZI. That's Andy in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Appreciate you putting out that information last night. Hope you had a good day today and a better day tomorrow. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. and they make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounded good. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. We appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll pop up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begin with the letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. King Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Sounded good tonight, Donna, or not Donna, Lorena. Your name is right under Donna's name, so I was one line off when I was reading. You sounded good tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt booming in here from Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You sounding good. Hope you had a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile on my way back to the house. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave.
4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
JW. In Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WU2T. That's Rusty, and he is on his way home in the mobile. Be careful out there, Rusty, on the way home. Make it home safely. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman, our latest addition to the net controllers. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope everything's going well with you. And KN4SMK, that's Doug, all the way from Tocoa, Georgia. Sounding good from Tocoa, Doug. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Okay, we'll jump on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters U through Z and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, nobody in that group. That's highly unusual. They used to be one of the largest groups. We'll go ahead now and move to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
WJW. Number 4, Delta, India, Zulu, Joe and Travelers Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
JW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG. Fletch and Easley, we'll stick around.
W, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike.
Okay, there's a good group. Net control, like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Sounded good tonight, Jerry. Appreciate you being here. N4DIZ, that's Joel. I think you two checked in back-to-back last night. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight, Joel and Jerry. Joel's from Traveler's Rest. And KO4AOW, that's David, he's in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're having a good week. K4YNG, there's Fletch. I haven't heard Fletch in a long time. Good to have you on the radio with us tonight, Fletch. I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And K04VDM, that's Jim and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a great week. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Echo through Hotel group, the patient group tonight. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Dave, please check in Whiskey for Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Little Horse here in Traveler's Rest. Too much pollen. Moai Island, November 4, India. Echo India, we're negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
DJW. And the rest of the net, please check in Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee, W4EY, Gary, mobile in Northern Greenville County, negative and negative, 73.
Again, Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's bringing him in for IEI. That's Miss Isla. And they are in Traveler's Rest. No scratchy throat here, Fred. You sound good on the radio. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And W4EEY, there's Gary, our instructor that is bringing all these new calls to the net. Appreciate that, Gary. He's mobile in Northern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her W2MJB, that's Mark. They're in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks for taking the time to stop in. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
EJW, please check in KC8PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike Fletcher in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, Fletcher, it's sounding like you've got the all the way through the alphabet group to yourself. Next control, I'd like to recognize KC8PJM. That's Fletcher from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletcher. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a good beginning to the formal portion of the net. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the one and only that is up on the stump, a brand new clean shiny stump, is K4YNG. That's Fletch and Easley. Fletch, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
J4DJW, this is Kilo 4 Yankee, November Golf. Hey, Dave and the group. It's been a while since I was on here, and been fighting, taking pills for this, pills for that, and right now I've got it squared away where I got enough taking this pill for that. That pill for this, and I seem to be evened out for the moment. I would appreciate some assistance in where to send my dues preferably a landline, snail mail, that I can put that in the mail, or a telephone number. I'm at 864-275-0788. And if somebody would pass me that along, I got a little bit of paying to catch up. Otherwise, things are going well here, and I trust things are okay with you, my friend. David DJ 4 DJ W, K4YNG.
Well, Fletch, it's really good to hear you back on the radio, and I am glad to hear that they've got you evened out and that you're feeling better. It's good to hear you back on the air. It's been a long time. You used to rag chew with me all the time. All right, I remember in the past, years gone by, but and I have missed you. We've missed you on the net. Appreciate you being with us tonight. I did go to the membership renewal on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club website. That's briars.cc. And that page has a membership renewal button that you can click on, and it tells you all the different ways of renewing your dues. But I don't see a telephone number. That's what I was looking for. I don't see a phone number on there. And I don't see the mailing address. But what I'll do is I'll get somebody to give you a call. I copy your number as 864-275-0788. Is that correct, Fletch?
Recheck, KI4LCI.
Go ahead, Andy.
As you well know, I don't often make the meetings down there. I wished I could, but due to health and other various reasons, I don't. And I usually have to pay mine by snail mail. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, P.O. Box 6751, Greenville, South Carolina, 29606. I know I probably read it too fast, but I'll repeat it if need be. KI4LZI.
4LZI. Troll? Well, that just about does it perfect. Thank you so much. I'll get my late dues in the mail tomorrow. Otherwise, people will leave where I belong. So, Larry, thank you for your help. And LCI, thank you for putting me straight here. Appreciate you very much, guys. K4. YNG is back to Mr. Net.
Okay, Andy, do appreciate you popping in and giving us that information. I was typing as fast as I could, trying to keep up with you. And this is what I got, so if it's not right, let me know. But I'll give Fletch another opportunity to write it down. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, P.O. Box 6751, Greenville, SC, 29606. So, Fletch, you can read over what you had written down, and if that sounds right to you, all is well. And Andy, did I get it copied back right?
LCI, you read off the very thing I had. I sent mine in December, but like I said, I'm never going to be there, so I take and I do mine the snail mail way, and you got it right, KI4LCI.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy. And Fletch, if you didn't have a pencil and piece of paper and you want to go hunt one and write it down later, just feel free to recheck and we'll get you back in there and we'll get that information to you. I've got it written down now. And thanks again, Andy. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Golf Fox Uniform. Name is John. Location is Pelzer. And greetings to you, sir. Everybody else out there in Radio Land, I'll be negative and negative tonight, sir.
W4DJW. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. It's good to hear Fletch this evening. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KG4GFU. That's John in Pelzer. Sounding good from Pelzer tonight, John. Boy, what a difference. Hang around, I've got a question for you. And K4OSH, that's Pat. Sounding good from Alden. Yes, Pat, it was good to hear Fletch back in here tonight. He's been gone away from the radio much too long. Really good to hear him back in here. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Pat. Hope your week's going well. And KG4GFU, John, what have you done different? Because the last few times you've checked into the net, it's been really scratchy. And this time when you checked in, it's like you're sitting in the seat next to me.
I wish I were sitting in a seat next to you. Probably more room in your little room than in mine. I was trying to use my HT, and I discovered, just about 30 minutes ago, that the pin that goes in to from the antenna into the top there, is broken. And so I was at best probably making only occasional contact with that. So I need to get me another antenna for that, for the HT. But I'm on the base unit tonight, and I'm putting some juice out. So, but you're reading this fine, I guess, right?
You're about as good as anybody else that has checked in on the net tonight. So pick one out that was the best that you heard, and you're as good as or better than they are.
Well, I feel good about, I always feel good about myself, I think, or try to. Anyway, well, thank you very much for the flowers on that, Dave, and I'll be, I got to look a little closer, make sure that there wasn't any other damage done, like pin was broken off and is still in the little socket or whatever you want to call there. But anyway, life is good, even in Pelzer. So you take care, Dave. Say hi to Amy. KG4GFU.
Okay, John, just want to let you know that sounded really, really good. I didn't know if you were, like, at a different location or something like that on a handheld or what was, because I could barely pull you out last couple of times. I think I pulled you out one time when you weren't even there, and then I think somebody came back and corrected it for the log for the net controller for that night. But anyway, you're sounding good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJWW4FHJ, just a comment.
Go right ahead, Gene.
Okay, I told Mike Conroy today. I forgot his call, but anyway. And about us redoing the social thing for the hams around here. Fellowship, Eyeball QSOs, and that kind of stuff. And he's, there goes my fire alarm.
Okay, well, I'll do a little bit of talking while Fletch is maneuvering around to turn the fire alarm off so that the fire station doesn't head up there to his house. Sometimes when he gets near the house and he's transmitting on 2 meters, his fire alarm triggers. But so just to hold it up for a little while, Fletch, while you've got time to shut that off, if you can still hear me, Mike's call is W5MFC and Lisa's call is KD5PCB. Just to refresh your memory on that, and we'll be curious to hear what he had to say when you get back. Maybe you're back from resetting the alarm now, but hopefully you don't set it off again when you keep back up. If you don't keep back up, I'll understand that it's because you're afraid it's going to trigger the alarm again, and we don't want you to have to go through that again.
SW4FHJ. Now, I've got a switch here. All I got to do is flip a switch, and it cuts off the battery and the AC coming to the alarm panel. In other words, it kills it completely. I'm just mad about forgetting to do it when I transmit. There you go. It's always comes in on zone 8, which is the fire system, and I tried to put some LC filters in line with that one zone, but it didn't do any good, so I don't know what the deal is, but anyway, I'll figure it out before it's over with. No, anyway, I was saying, Mike's going to be talking with Lisa. She's a ramrod about, these social things, as you might remember. So I like to see it, really. Bunch of us hams together, get around and go to one place or another, you know, to have lunch one time. What was it? Did we meet weekly or was it monthly? I can't remember.
Well, there for a while, it was weekly. It was every Friday night at the Little Rebel, every one of them. But then I think after a while, it started changing location and getting less and less until it finally stopped altogether. And that antenna that you're talking on that's triggering the alarm system, that wouldn't happen to be a J-pole, would it?
Negative. It's a 2 meter and 440. Might be a collinear. I'm not sure what it is. Linear. It's basically a ground plane, I do believe. But it's a dual band antenna, anyway. I got it up 20 feet. I don't think the antenna itself has anything to do with it. It's just the radiation getting right into the alarm panel one way or another. But if I can remember to do it, I'll just shut it off, and then I won't have to do any filtering of it. But here again, I forget it every once in a while.
Comment. Go ahead, comment.
AN4SMK, Doug here. Yeah, I was going to say, my smoke alarm does that, and I use the BFF8HP. It's a Baofeng 8-watt handheld, but I use the signal stick. It's a quarter wave. It's a full quarter wave antenna, but it'll chirp 3 times after I key up for any length of time. But yeah, it definitely does that, and it was wanting the signal to work. You know, I was wondering just if, I know you changed the things on repeater. Does it still have parent mode? He could hear himself then.
Yes, I did turn that parrot mode off for a little while because net controllers, if they do the automated system and it doesn't pick up the 7 and it just gets the 1, it turns the parrot on. And that could be very confusing to the net controllers. So, yes, it is reloaded in there because the net controllers really weren't using it that much. So I loaded the parrot back in there. So if you do want to hear yourself, you can do a 1 pound and that'll turn on the parrot. And then whatever you say to it, it'll echo back to you. And then you'll do a pound all by itself, and it'll unload that module, so it won't be there anymore. But it will echo back to you when you shut it off. So that might be a little bit confusing. Just know that when you turn it off, you're going to get one last echo of you turning it off when that happened. But that's still there. But the reason I was asking Fletch about his antenna is because I used to have APRS running on a J-pole in the attic. And I had a paper shredder in the office. And every time that beacon would go out, that paper shredder would start shredding air. So I just wondered. And then I switched that over to a beam, and I switched it over to a collinear, and I switched it over to Ringo Ranger. And none of those three did it, but that J-pole did it every time. I don't know what it is about the J-pole. I know they like to couple to things that are metal a lot more than a lot of other antennas. So I was just thinking if that's a J-pole and he changed it to some other kind of antenna, that might have solved it. But it doesn't sound like that's the case. And Doug, does that help you out with the parrot before I get back to Fletcher, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net?
I used it before when you had the old system, before you started doing anything with the repeater. I was thinking, you know, that'd be one way he could hear himself. He could hear how good he's getting into the repeater if somebody wasn't already on it.
Yeah, that is a feature that's been there, but people haven't really taken advantage of it that much. But maybe they will if people start using it. Other people, I mean, I know a lot of times I like to check my signal if I'm out and about. It's not too much trouble to hit a 1 pound and then hit a pound by itself to shut it off when you're done with it. So I'm glad you brought that up. More people are aware of it. Maybe the more people will start experimenting with it, and you can hear yourself. You can hear yourself talk. So I know, like, earlier I was still working, but I turned, it was the, close to the end of the workday, and I turned the audio on so that I could, I saw there was activity on the repeater, so I turned the audio on so that I could hear it. And I know that there was two or three hams that were talking to Kevin about his audio. And I was thinking to myself, you know, all you got to do is turn on the parrot. You guys talk to each other for a little while and then let him hear the difference in the sound between the way he sounded and the way they sounded. And I think if he was to hear that, he would jump right on finding whatever that was that's in his mic gain or his deviation that was causing that issue. But, Doug, I really do appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, it's definitely a handy feature, especially if you're troubleshooting a radio. Because, I mean, you know, somebody can only explain so much about how you sound, but, you know, you listen to it yourself, you know, and tweak it, you know, and you can go as much as you need to, and you ain't got somebody hanging on the line all night.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, I'll get back to Fletcher. He was going to tell me something about Mike. He said Mike, and then he had to go shut the alarm off. So if that's all, Doug, I'll get back to Fletch.
You can go ahead and go back to Ned.
Well, once again, I do appreciate you bringing that up. The more people that know about it, the more people that use it, the more useful the repeater will be to people. And Fletch, what were you going to say about, you said something about Mike, and then you had to take a dash over to the alarm system. W4FHJ, Fletch, you still there? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, well, maybe Fletch will get back to us in just a little bit. Any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW, all the way through the alphabet.
W4DJW, November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren in Mobile. I guess we're here on the edge of Greenville Taylor's area. Negative and negative, Dave.
Please check in K4PRS. Kilo 4 Papa Romeo Sierra Peter in Pittsburgh, North Carolina.
4 DJW. And Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor. KI4 THV. Danny, Travelers Rest Portable. Negative and negative.
Okay, that was a most excellent group. Net Control like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren. He is Mobile between Greenville and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. It was good to see you at the training session last Saturday. Appreciate you being there. Appreciate you being here. You be careful out on the mobile. And KD4TWP. That's Tom. He's bringing with him KG4LKA. That's Angie. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. You and Angie be safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K4PRS, that's Peter in Pisgah Forest. You're sounding good from Pisgah Forest tonight, Peter. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And my son, Danny, KI4THV on the portable in Traveler's Rest. It's sounding good, Danny. You're sounding like you're on the base. Sounded about the same. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KN4VVY, that's Alan. He's in Malden, I believe it is. Did I get that right, Alan? And did you change your call? Because you sound like that sounds like a different call for your voice.
Malden is correct. I'm Mobile in Malden, and yeah, my call changed last June from KG4QLO and upgraded, and now KN4CDY.
Okay, that makes everything right with the world now, because I knew that voice didn't go with that call. So I knew something had to be up there. Appreciate you confirming that. You be careful on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Haven't heard you in quite a while either. It's good to hear you back on the air. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echo Link, Greenville, in and out.
Gain and control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP landing. I hope you weren't waiting over there for a long time landing, because I haven't been looking at it. I've been delinquent and looking up at EchoLink to see if anybody checked in. So I hope you weren't waiting there for a long time. Have you checked the weather ahead for the weekend after this weekend lately? Are you got any idea what it's looking like?
Still a little bit far out to tell for sure, but looks like it might clear up just a little bit by the time it gets there, but of course we got more rain rolling through tomorrow, so if any of that drags out or whatever, we'll have to see. But I'll check again tomorrow and the next day if we're looking at this coming weekend. I'll keep an eye on it. KG4WNP.
All right, sounds good, Landon. Appreciate you doing that and rallying the troops to get back up there. We'll get back up there pretty quick, but that does give me a little bit of time to wrap up some loose ends. So probably not this weekend, but maybe the weekend after. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You take care. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. W, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. It's 1, mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. But listen, 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WA4KC. That's 1, mobile in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, 1. Hope all's going well with you. You be careful out there on the mobile, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, KI4DOS Gary will be calling that tomorrow night, and he'll have the swap net with him, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. Be sure and stop by and check in with Gary tomorrow. W4NYK repeater, are you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number 411, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February the 25th, 2020. Q&I was 38. QTC is 1. Break. Sign it W4DJW. How copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.